Tijuana marks 1710 homicides in 2019. By Robert Arce on October 1, 2019. Cartel-related violence in Tijuana continues with at least 1,709 homicides in 2019 at the close of September. Five homicides were committed on Sunday and at least one more during the early morning hours of Monday. The most recent homicides began on Sunday at 8:37 a.m. in the Florido Mariano neighborhood. An unidentified male was found shot to death. At approximately 4:35 p.m., an unknown male was discovered dead in Colonia Grandes Familiares Matamoros from multiple gunshot wounds. A short time later, police responded to Delegacion La Presa and found a deceased male inside a structure under construction. The victim's hands and feet were bound. At 11:36 p.m., a deceased victim identified as Maria de la Luz Bardales Calva, 34, was found inside a residence in Colonia 70-76 in Mesa de Otay. The victim suffered numerous gunshot wounds. A short time later at 11:52 p.m., an unidentified female was executed inside a building in Colonia Torres del Lago in Cerro Colorado. The woman had her hands and feet bound and mouth covered. Finally, at 3:40 a.m. this Monday, an unidentified male sustained fatal gunshot wounds in Colonia Pedregal de Santa Julia. The victim was shot numerous times by unknown assailants. The record-breaking cartel violence in Tijuana is attributed to an ongoing turf war involving Cartel Tijuana Nueva Generacion, CTNG, aligned with El Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generacion, against the Sinaloa cartel and aligned street-level drug distributors. Lower criminal gangsters engaged in street sales consist of the majority of victims, in addition to the local addicts who push the product to supply their habits. Breitbart Texas local law enforcement sources also blame low-price, high-grade methamphetamine flooding the city. Tijuana registered 2,518 homicides in 2018, while nearby San Diego recorded 34 during the same period. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce completed work assignments in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a three-year tour in Monterrey, Mexico, for the U.S. Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program. As the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico in charge of the Mexican states of Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas, you can follow him on Twitter or reach him at robertrarce@gmail.com.